Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump inspected a huge cleanup and rescue work effort in the southeastern portion of Texas from Hurricane Harvey on Tuesday. He said the storm recovery will probably be one of the most expensive efforts the United States has ever taken, and was inspired by how people were coming together.
We see neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend, and stranger helping stranger. And you see that all over. You watch on television, you just see such incredible work and love.
The storm has already been a record-breaking disaster. More than 124 centimeters of rain have poured down on Houston since Friday night, the most rain ever to fall in the continental United States in such a short period of time. North Korea has acknowledged firing a ballistic missile over Japan, saying it was to counter current joint exercises by South Korea and the United States. The United Nations Security Council is meeting behind closed doors to determine its next course of action. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke prior to the meeting.
It's unacceptable. They have violated every single U.N. Security Council resolution that we've had. And so I think something serious has to happen.
The Korean Central News Agency quoted leader Kim Jong-un saying the launch was like a real war and that it was the first step by North Korea's military for operations in the Pacific and a meaningful prelude to containing Guam. American troops returned fire last week after repeatedly being shot at by rebels in areas of northern Syria controlled by Turkish-backed forces. Defense Department spokesman Eric Fahn said Washington was engaged with Ankara and other parties to discuss the danger. This is VOA News. Europe's big four continental powers and three African states at the heart of migration routes agreed to a new roadmap on Monday to tackle illegal trafficking and support nations struggling to contain people flows across the desert and the Mediterranean Sea. Pascal Davies has the story.
Governments from Europe and Africa say they've come up with a plan to tackle the migration crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel emphasized the need to fight people smuggling, something Chad's president says can only happen with enough funding. The leaders also stressed the need to stabilize Libya, where thousands of migrants end up before embarking on a dangerous journey across the Mediterranean. But despite the good intentions of the summit, there's still no clear outline of how the new measures will be funded. And until that's spelled out, perilous crossings like these are likely to remain the only option for thousands of desperate migrants.
Reporter Pascal Davies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres reiterated his commitment to the two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
A two-state solution with the end of occupation and with the creation of conditions to end also the suffering of the Palestinian people is, in my opinion, the only way to guarantee that peace is established.
Recently, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to not uproot the settlements in disputed areas. Rohingya Muslims fleeing to Bangladesh from escalating violence in Myanmar face the growing danger of sickness and attempts by the Bangladesh authorities to send them home, despite a United Nations plea that they be allowed to seek shelter. A series of coordinated attacks by Rohingya insurgents on security forces in Myanmar's Rakhine State on Friday has triggered a fresh exodus to Bangladesh of Muslim villagers trying to escape the violence. At least 109 people have been killed in clashes in Myanmar, according to the government, most of them militants, but including members of the security forces and civilians. Lawyers have made their closing arguments on Tuesday evening to Kenya's Supreme Court over a challenge to presidential election results earlier this month. Raila Odinga claims Kenyatta's victory in the election with 54% of the vote was fraudulent. International election observer missions have said they have seen no interference in that August 8th vote. The court will ultimately make its ruling on the petition Friday. For additional stories and in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.